6:54 with Bill and Pete. Wake Up Kenosha continues on a Monday morning. Hey, listen, you got issues with the IRS? You've been getting letters? You forgot something? You're in the weeds, as I like to say. Yeah, call this guy from Francetic Tax Resolutions. He is the host of Don't Get Frantic Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on WLIP. Mr. Paul Francetic, good morning.
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Paul, I got to ask you right off the get-go here, right off the top, did you get out on the golf course this weekend?
No. I was doing a seminar last week. I was hoping to get out during the week, and then I was looking to get a tee time on Saturday afternoon, and the latest ones were 3 o'clock, so I dropped the ball. I should have signed up earlier in the week before everybody swamped the courses for the weekend.
Oh, that weather, man. Unbelievable. And the first thing I thought of this morning, I saw your email, I said, I wonder if he golfed this weekend.
No, unfortunately.
So, did you blow leaves or something?
I professionals take care of my lawn for me. So I watched football all yesterday afternoon and did some work in the morning.
Isn't that the American way? Gotta love that. Well, speaking of professionals, you are one. Let's talk about the IRS and federal tax liens today. So whiteboard that for us, Paul Francetic.
Yeah, what the general public doesn't realize is if you owe the IRS $500 or $500,000, there's a secret tax lien that gets filed with inside the IRS, and then they won't file a public tax lien until that debt is over $10,000, and a lot of times they won't even file one, for even over $10,000. It's just facts and circumstances, so it's in something that can help people get removed if they're selling a property. Or even if they don't have a lien on, if they don't have a mortgage on the property, need to take money out of the property, I can get the IRS IRS tax lien subrogated, so the mortgage company can go above the IRS lien then.
So if you owe this certain amount of money to the federal government, it's a secret lien. Is that like double secret probation? That just common protocol for the IRS?
Yeah, no, that's just common protocol, like I said. And then once it gets above $10,000, then they'll file a lien with the county you live in, so it becomes public record, so creditors can see that if you're applying for a mortgage, applying for a loan. It doesn't go on your actual credit report, but anybody that's doing due diligence, if they're going to loan you money, they'll find that lien on you, in the county where you live at. So it's important to take care of that. One of the big things now that the IRS commissioner was on our conference call last week, and he said that they got a special program for this 2019. If you're up to $250,000, there's no financial statements required to get into an installment payment. There's not going to be a lien filed. Typically, in a regular year, if there's a lien and you owe over $25,000, you can't get that lien taken off. And if it gets down to $25,000 or under, and if you get a direct debit payment with payment plan with the IRS, they'll remove the lien. So you can get that kind of tricky, and especially if this. With how white hot the real estate market is, if you need to get a lien subrogated or removed, I can help you take care of that.
I was going to say, where you come in is when people start to have issues with high numbers as far as debt to the IRS. But it just goes to show you, Paul, the IRS is always keeping an eye on you, whether you know it or not. So make sure you take care of these things. It's very important.
Yeah, like I said, and just because of the special circumstances, they're kind of relaxing a lot of the rules and everything. And then this special program, even with doing a payment agreement up to $250,000, this is only going to work if no revenue officers involved. So if you owe a lot of money to the IRS, especially for 2019, it's better to get out in front of the deal. It's a lot easier to work with the IRS when you come forth and propose a deal first, instead of them chasing it down with letter after letter, and then they're, threatening you with leaving your bank account or with garnishing your wages.
Yeah, I think for most folks and for everybody, actually, it's best to get out in front of all of this. When it gets to November, Paul, the other thing, too, is that I start thinking about this in the back of my head. Once we get to the new year, you got to start sorting through all that business once again. It's the eternal struggle, right, to get ready for tax time every year, once again. But let's enjoy the holiday season first, I think. But, that thought's always creeping back there, right?
Yeah, like I said, I haven't even filed my tax return yet for 2019. I wait until I file everybody else's, and then I file mine and put my feet up on the desk and light the victory cigar. But I've got several tax returns that are outstanding yet, so it is what it is. It's been my busiest year by far. just because of what's going on with the pandemic and people needed tax returns to get filed with, to get their stimulus payments. So, yeah.
Lots going on.
Can't get over fast enough.
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you on that one, Paul. He is Paul Francetic. Paul, if folks have issues with the IRS or their state tax entity and they need some help, they call you. How do they do it?
My website, 262tax.com. My phone number's on there. I've got a contact page. You can send me an email, and I'll get back to them within 24 hours.
All right, and Saturday morning, 7 a.m., it's Don't Get Frantic, some good info and a chance to win a big prize. He's Paul Francetic, everybody. Paul, hope you get a chance to get out there before it turns back to November, sir.
Yeah, I got a couple of days, a couple small window here. I got to get out one of these days, I think, in the next 2 or 3 days.